Boulder fire crews responded to a small half-acre wildland fire during the overnight hours. According to tweets by Boulder Fire Rescue, the fire occurred on the paragliding hill west of Wonderland Lake in North Boulder. The agency reported it completed containment of the fire within an hour of response and will have crews remain at the scene to work on hot spots. The United States Forest Ranger districts of Clear Creek, Boulder, and Canyon Lakes of the Arapaho and Roosevelt National Forests enacted Stage 1 fire restrictions Thursday. The Forest Service restrictions follow a Wednesday announcement by Boulder County Sheriff Joe Pelley, who has also enacted Stage 1 fire restrictions for unincorporated areas of western Boulder County. The restrictions are due to dry and hot weather and increased fire danger. The restrictions include no fire outside metal or concrete fire pits, smoking except indoors or within cleared areas, chainsaw welding, and torch use. The Forest Service also reminds visitors that the agency prohibits fireworks on national forest land. Boulder County's restrictions also prohibit fireworks sales and recreational firearm shooting. Officials are asking the public to do their part to reduce human-caused wildfires as the forest regions face another possible challenging summer. Suncor Energy Vice President Donald Austin told the Denver Post Thursday the company has installed new automatic shutoff systems at its Commerce City refinery. Suncor says they are trying to avoid a system malfunction that led to toxic air contamination and a clay sand mixture spewing into surrounding neighborhoods in 2019. During the 2019 event, workers at Suncor's Plant 2 poured excess torch oil into a unit that makes gasoline. The reverse flow overheated the system, which then exploded, engulfing the surrounding neighborhoods with excess carbon monoxide and a clay sand mixture. Suncor, one of the state's largest polluters with a record of violating federal emission levels, had another unit malfunction 3 months later, releasing a burst of hydrogen sulfide and an opaque yellow substance into the air. Austin said the company's new $12 million system would detect buildup and pressure and close valves before the reversal occurs. After a series of malfunctions and excess emissions, Suncor entered into a consent decree agreement with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment in 2020. The consent decree issued multiple recommendations for Suncor to follow, including the installation of an automatic shutdown system and measures to improve its relationship with nearby communities. According to the Denver Post, the new shutdown system will not eliminate the company's emissions allowed under federal permits. Environmentalists aim to address the refinery's pollution problems during public hearings in July, as the company's two air permits are under review by the Environmental Protection Agency. Boulder County planning officials have a big choice to make as the county considers the future of the CMAX quarry in Lyons. KJNU's Luis Lacon has more.
In exchange for the county to allow CEMEX, a high-polluting cement plant north of Lyons, to continue operating, the company is trying to sweeten the deal. First, the company says it will only operate for 15 more years. Second, they say that when they close, the land can feed back into a designated Boulder County open space that surrounds it. Boulder County Parks and Open Space Director Therese Glowacki signed off on CEMEX's application to renew the mining permit, but told the Colorado Sun that the community should have a seat at the table. It needs to have the community's conversation without a doubt, Glowacki said. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, the CEMEX plant emitted about 357,000 tons of carbon in 2020. Some locals say that the plant running another 15 years could create irreparable damage. Supporters say that keeping the plant open will help sustain the region's growth by providing materials for roads, businesses, and schools. Once staff reviews the application, it will go to the County Planning Commission, where the public comment will take place. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.
The Boulder County Commissioners approved 10 projects this week that will receive $36.5 million from the county's second round of relief funding under the Federal American Rescue Plan Act. Among the projects, the city approved funding for a direct cash assistance for low-income families with young children, the creation of a mental health services navigation hub, funding for mobile response teams, and more support for affordable housing projects, including one that will help residents buy mobile home parks. County working groups who developed the plan used community feedback and data that explored what county residents were most affected by the pandemic and what type of support they needed. The Daily Camera reports the county is still considering several other projects, which include a regional housing partnership, grants for small businesses, and seed money for the location of an early childhood community village in southeast Longmont. Arapahoe County Clerk and Recorder Joan Lopez is warning unaffiliated voters in her county that they cannot vote in the primary elections of more than one political party and that they should only return one ballot for their vote to count. Lopez remarked on Twitter Thursday the county's election office is seeing too many unaffiliated voter envelopes coming back with both Republican and Democratic ballots, and by law they cannot be counted. Since 2018, unaffiliated voters in Colorado have been allowed to vote in the state's primary elections, but must choose and return only one of the party ballots. Colorado voters have until 7 p.m. Tuesday, June 28th, to cast a ballot in the state's primary election. Along with Denver's Juneteenth Music Festival and Parade returning to Five Points this year, many communities along the Front Range will be celebrating Juneteenth starting today and throughout the weekend. Erie and Fort Collins will hold celebrations and concerts Saturday, and Longmont will have its outdoor celebration Sunday with a lineup that includes Congressman Joe Neguse. We'll have more on Longmont's celebration later in the program. As a reminder, both the City of Boulder and county offices will be closed Monday in commemoration of the Juneteenth holiday. The Upper Metro Front Range region is under a heat advisory and air quality alert today. Today's skies will be mostly sunny with highs in the upper 90s and winds gusting as high as 26 miles per hour. There is a small chance of showers and thunderstorms during the late afternoon and evening hours for Boulder and Fort Collins. Tonight, skies will be mostly cloudy with lows in the low to mid 60s. The current temperature in Boulder is 68 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.